Hello everyone, I'll be talking about how to improve the performance of order by limit queries in MariaDB and what has been the history of order by limit queries in both MariaDB and MySQL. I work as an optimizer developer in MariaDB Corporation. I've been involved in the company for the last 3 years almost. So let's start. So now this part would be the history, and then I'll talk what is new in MariaDB 10.5. So to handle order by limit queries, what are the ways which we can do it? One thing is that we use an ordered index. The ordered index can be used in three ways. You could have a ref access where you could have some key part equal to constant, and then with the remaining key parts, the rows would be ordered. Something similar would also happen with range scan. And with index scan, you cannot have an equality. So it would just be a normal index scan on the index. Second case would be file sort. File sort would have two ways how we have it. Either you sort the first table and then do the join with the remaining tables, or you put the entire join inside a temporary table and then sort the temporary table. So this is the first case that we will use with an ordered index. So the records from this table would be ordered by the order by clause if the index can resolve the order by clause, and then you perform the join with the remaining tables. The important thing is while doing the join, you cannot use join buffering, an example would be, because join buffering breaks the ordering. So you have to make sure that join buffering is disabled. Second would be if you have a descending clause in the order by clause, then you have to make sure that descending is for all the key parts of the index that is mentioned. Also, with this approach, you can shortcut the join execution. You don't need to compute the entire join. You can stop as soon as you get the number of records mentioned in the limit. Now this would be the second case where you sort where you apply file sort on the first non-constant table. So here you read from the table T1 and pass it to file sort, and then you read the output of file sort and then perform the remaining join. It is almost similar to how we have with an ordered index that you can, again, you cannot use join buffering. Another important thing would be any condition that is dependent on the first table would be computed before sending the output to file sort. To see if this approach is working in explain, for example, you will see using file sort in the first column of the first row in explain. And again, this is also another way in which you will be able to shortcut the execution with limit, because the rows would be ordered already. Now this comes the third part where we try to perform the entire join first and then put the records inside the temporary table and then pass the temporary table to file sort, and then we get the ordered output. To apply the limit, you cannot shortcut the join execution. You have to compute the entire join, and then only when you do file sort, then you can shortcut the execution of file sort, that you just, as soon as you get the limit records, you tell the file sort to stop and you are done. With this case, there is no issue with using join buffering, or any type of join order is not allowed. But the main drawback for order by limit queries is that limit cannot be applied beforehand. You have to compute the entire join, and only then you can apply the limit. So this could be very inefficient for smaller limits. And